Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's three full days of performances, panels, and parties. The Wild West Songwriters Festival is underway in Deadwood. For this week's Moment in Sound, we welcome award-winning songwriter James Elliott. He's chair of the songwriting department at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. His compositions have sold more than 10 million copies and been recorded by Stephen Curtis Chapman, the Oak Ridge Boys, Shenandoah, and others. Elliott's songs have been included on 5 Grammy Award-winning albums. James Elliott is at the Black Hills Surgical Hospital Studio at SDPB's Black Hills Bureau in Rapid City right now. James Elliott, welcome to In the Moment.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here. And I might have to leave early because I might have to go do some surgery. I'm also a surgeon. I'm just kidding. Since we're in a surgical center, that maybe, if it's needed. We'll do some musical surgery if needed.
The songwriters who need a little quick procedure are lining up outside the glass there for you in just a few minutes. We'll get you on your way.
That's right.
Let's talk a little bit about writing a song and doing that doctoring midway. What's the process like? Do you get everything together as fast as you can and then go back and fix, or is it slower and more methodical than that for you?
Well, there's really lots of different ways to do it, and we have these conversations a lot with fellow writers, and especially with our students who are studying songwriting. So I think a lot of us do write songs by ourselves, so that process would be a little bit different. Maybe a melody idea you have, or it could even be something you heard somebody say or something you hear on TV or in a film. I also like to read a lot, and I'm always highlighting, thinking these would be possible ideas for songs. So that's one approach, but in the collaboration, the way I like to do it is when you get in a room with another writer or a writer-artist, we just really begin with the conversation. So the first hour might just be talking about what's going on in their life or what they're thinking about. And sometimes the song idea will just come out of a conversation. And that's kind of a fun way to start. Sometimes we'll just start working on a song even while the guitars are leaning up against the wall. Other writers like to work to a track, so you come in and they've already got a groove going, and then that's also can be inspiring. So there's lots of different ways to do it, and I think that's one of the things that keeps it exciting, because really no two co-writes are the same for me.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about an in-the-round session or a writer's round session like what we're seeing at the Wild West Songwriters Festival. What do people expect?
Well, it's really a lot of fun. So what you get to see if the folks are able to come out to some of the shows in Deadwood is you have these really fantastic songwriters. Many of them are also artists. And so you'll have, you know, 3 writers sitting up there, and they'll each do a song and talk about the story behind the song. And so the Wild West Songwriters Festival always brings out some terrific writers from Nashville and some from Los Angeles. So, for instance, the writers that are performing this week, and if you look at the artists who've recorded their songs, it's everyone from Taylor Swift to Jason Aldean to Josh Turner to you know, Shania Twain, and on it goes. So you get a chance to hear a song that you may have heard on the radio or one of your favorite artists, and get to hear the writer perform the song and talk about how they wrote it and the story behind it. It's a lot of fun, too, because typically there'll be 3 writers in a round, so you're getting to hear different songs, different personalities, and it's almost a little bit like pulling the curtain back for the Wizard of Oz to see how they came up with the idea, and then to hear the writer's kind of version of the song. So it's a lot of fun. The other thing that's really... I was just going to say, the other thing that I think is fantastic, and I've been coming to this festival for many years, but all of the all these writers' rounds are free, and they're at different places in Deadwood. So, and they start this afternoon. The show start at 2:30. And we'll go all afternoon, and then tomorrow the same thing, up until, I think, the early evening. There's a big show with Jewel, but that's sold out. But all the other writers' rounds are free, so love to have people come out, and I'll be playing a couple of rounds, so if they want to see what I look, well, if they want to hear me, they don't have to see what I look like. In fact, I'm a little bit like Sia. I think I'm going to just wear a sheet over myself today, or a blanket. people and they'll
what
see
do you,
it.
So. What do you want to play for us today?
Well, I thought what I would do is, and I may be in my headphones, can turn them up, or maybe I got my own button there. So this is high tech. I had headphones. See, I couldn't even hear them, but we got a nice young man who's turning the volume up. I was going to do a song that tell a little bit of the story by the song, about the song. I grew up in Michigan and moved to Nashville many, many decades ago, and I come from a large family, and I'd been away from home, and I was driving home thinking about my family and kind of how I'd been raised, and I sort of got the idea for this song and really wrote the first verse and the chorus in the song. And around that time, I'd been signed as a staff writer with a major record label, and one of the artists on that label, we'd started co-writing, and I took this song to him, and he really liked it, and we finished it together, and he put it on his first album, and so it's been a song that's meant a lot to him, and I like it too. It's this one we call My Redeemer. Well, as I look back on this road I've traveled, I see so many times He's carried me through. And if there's one thing I've learned in my life, it's my Redeemer is faithful and true. And my Redeemer is faithful and true. And everything He has said He's gonna do. And every morning His mercies I knew. And my Redeemer is faithful and true. My heart rejoices when I read that promise. There is a place that I'm preparing for you. And I know I'll see my Lord face to face, 'cause my Redeemer is faithful and true. And my Redeemer is faithful and true. And everything He has said He's gonna do. And every morning His mercies I knew. And my Redeemer is faithful and true. And my Redeemer is faithful and true.
Very nice. For this week's Moment in Sound, we are live from the Rapid City Black Hills Bureau. James Elliott is with us. He's an award-winning songwriter, professor at Belmont University in Nashville in the songwriting department, and he's here for the Wild West Songwriters Festival that's going on now in Deadwood. And I'm wondering, James, how much, you know, you talked about the writers' round tables or, you know, writers in the round, kind of telling the story about how much something has changed. And I'm wondering, how much does an artist sort of change your song, you know, how different can the song end up being at the end of the production?
Well, they can change a lot over the years, and I've been fortunate to have several hundred songs recorded over, you know, this kind of a long career. And a lot of times the songs are very true to how they were written in terms of the demo. I've had some artists record a song or be in the studio and say that they want a lyric change or they want to add something to it. So at least in my case, they typically would come back to me as the writer, and if they want to change, we would make that. But when an artist records it and they work with their producer, they have basically the right to do it to their style. The way that would look exactly like at the copyright law, they really shouldn't make any changes to the melody or the lyric without the permission of the writer and the publisher. And I think for the most part, they hold to that. But as songwriters, we're always thrilled to have someone record our songs. And you know, most of the time we love how the recordings come out. Sometimes, you know, we maybe don't love it, but we're happy it's out there. Once a song's been recorded and released to the public, anybody can record it as long as they request a license. So, for instance, that song I sang, Stephen Curtis Chapman has recorded it on several of his albums. And on YouTube, there's versions of him, but there's YouTubes of people singing that really from all over the world, and some of them are pretty rough. But, you know, God bless them, they want to sing the song. And I watch some of them, I can't really get through them. But I was, can always go to his original recording and things. But, yeah, sometimes songs change. One of the writers playing this weekend is a guy named Danny Myrick, and he's a terrific songwriter and guitar player. One of his big hits was called She's Country by Jason Aldean, and it's a really kind of rockin' country song. And when you hear Danny do it, it's just, you see the energy and the passion they had when they wrote the song. And just in an acoustic performance, he really captures, I think, the energy. And I've seen Jason Aldean perform that live on stage. And so, you know, he really got the vision. And so when the artist or the producer hear the songs, we're going to have a demo recording. And a lot of writers produce their demos that sound like records. So sometimes they're going to really copy the arrangements and everything. But it's a fun part of the process. So.
Yeah, fascinating. So, you know, one of my favorite songwriters is Kris Kristofferson, who most people know started out being told he couldn't perform his own songs, wrote for other people, Janis Joplin and others, and then ended up having a pretty strong recording career of his own. What's the message in a story like that for songwriters?
Well, that's such a great story, and I'm also a huge Kristofferson fan and had a chance to meet him a few times. And in one of my earlier lives, I was a television reporter and spent about 30 or 45 minutes with him. And what a humble, gracious man and just an amazing songwriter. You know, he has an interesting background. You probably know it. He was very, very smart, I think a Rhodes Scholar and in the military. But he had the talent. He worked hard and persevered. The source, the industry was so amazingly different back in those days, but he had a talent he believed in and he persevered. And one of the stories of Kristofferson that you probably know is that he worked as a janitor in one of the Nashville studios, and today that very studio is where the songwriting department is housed in that building. So our students can say, this is where Kristofferson used to sweep the floors, and now you can make a record in here. So he's amazing, but a lot of it's talent and perseverance. We have a lot of students that come to our songwriting department really from all over the country. And when they come, they're already songwriters. They've been doing it, you know, since they were in middle school or high school. But they come here and learn the craft and the art. And our faculty are all professional songwriters at Belmont. We have writers who've won Grammy Awards and really every industry awards. We've had writers nominated for Academy Awards, won Emmys and things like that. So these young writers, there are places like Belmont where students can study songwriting and kind of learn the ropes from pro writers. It's not the only way, but it's one way that some people are pursuing their dreams of being a songwriter.
How does that atmosphere fuel your own creativity and your own growth as an artist?
Well, you know, it's really wonderful. I was talking with George, who drove me up from Deadwood, and just, you know, from being around the business so long, it's so exciting to be around these talented young people who are writing songs, and they're so gifted. You know, I've had them sit in my classroom, and then one or two or three years later, I'm seeing them win an award or hearing their song on the radio. Mm-hmm. Their ideas are so young and fresh, and a lot of us on the faculty, you know, we work with a lot of younger writers or younger artists, and I love writing with the veterans. I'm fortunate to have some friends in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Love to write with them. But to get with a young songwriter, they got so many great ideas, you know, musically and lyrically. So it's really such a gift for us who are the veteran writers to be able to work with these young people and then help them with their craft and through our classes and develop it. So we're very fortunate. And, of course, Nashville is one of the world's greatest music cities, and it's all kinds of music. We're certainly known for country and gospel and Christian music, but you've got, you know, rock acts like Kings of Leon and the Black Keys and Kesha. Justin Timberlake is now just bought a place outside of Nashville and spending more time there. So lots of great musical energy. So yeah, for us that teach and some of us older writers, it's fun being around the great young talented songwriters.
James Elliott, will you play something else for us now? What's up next?
Well, you know, that's funny because I didn't know if I was going to do two songs, and I was talking to my wife.
Would you please?
I would, and I'm going to. This is always a little dangerous. I'm retuning my guitar, so
you take your time.
I'm going to do a little surgery on my guitar.
We're a moment in sound right now on In the Moment SDPB Radio.
That.
My guest is James Elliott tuning right now, getting ready for the next song. He's here for the Wild West Songwriters Festival in Deadwood. It's all free this weekend except for some ticketed events. You can go see some in the round sessions with writers. I think James Elliott himself is at 2:30 at the Silverado Franklin for one. And go ahead and get
I was going to say, could I get a little more of my guitar? Could I hear a little more of my guitar? Interesting story behind this song. Sometimes we get asked to write songs for certain projects, and so a number of years ago it was coming up on the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, and so some of us were asked to write songs, and they were going to get some really big name artists to sing these songs. And so I got the Ken Burns series on the Civil War, and I couldn't stop watching it. I just watched it and watched it, and I wrote a series of songs. And so this was one of the songs I wrote. And what often happens on projects like these, you're asked to do it, and you write the song, and then funny thing happens. The project doesn't happen, but you still have songs that you wrote for that. So this is just one that I call Rebel Grey Heart that was inspired by doing some research on the Civil War. Captain, oh Captain, I can't feel my legs. The cannonball that cut me down has dug my grave. I know that I'm dying, and dying is hard. I live and I'll die with my rebel gray heart. I had seven brothers, now there's only three. Who'll tell my mother that they just killed me? Brothers by blood and brothers in arms. We live and we die with our rebel gray hearts. Well, you can call me a rebel, my mother's son. I've not always been proud of the things I have done. When they carve my tombstone, when I depart, well, just chiseled in stone, he had a rebel gray heart.
Award-winning songwriter James Elliott on Moment in Sound singing Rebel Grey Heart. Was that song recorded by an artist then?
Well,
or was it waiting?
It's not, but you know it should have been. So that was a song written from the point of view of a dead man, you know?
Right.
But there are some songs as writers that we write that we really love, we like to perform, that you know, a lot of them won't end up being recorded, but that's one I still like to play sometimes. I had the opportunity to meet Ken Burns last year. Belmont University is going to be a major sponsor of his next series on country music, so he was on campus. I met him and one of his main writers, and I'm such a fan of the documentary work that he does, and of course that's on public broadcasting all across the country, and we love to to watch that. So,
James Elliott, thank you so much for coming to South Dakota once again. Thanks for coming down to the studio and sharing your insight and gifts with us. We really appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun, and I hope some folks can come out to Deadwood this weekend, hear some great writers' rounds with some terrific songwriters.
It's the Wild West Songwriters Festival. It's starting now, 3 days. Head on over. Jewel takes the main stage tonight at the Deadwood Mountain Grand. That's sold out. Elliott plays at a writer's round table today at the Silverado Franklin. That starts at 2:30. Lots of writers and performing artists there this weekend in Deadwood. Check it out.